Welcome back to Footwork, a podcast for those who dream big, never settle, and make their own path. I'm Sean.
And I'm Dylan. Together with guests, we share stories and tips every Monday to educate, inspire, and create a community built of soccer players and dream chasers.
Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. Welcome
to Footwork. Now, there's something... I think, Dylan, we spoke about this recently. I'll just play devil's advocate here, because I think with a lot of experiences, sometimes knowing less allows you to make the jump and take the opportunity, whereas otherwise, if you knew everything that was about to come, you wouldn't make the jump. Is there something to that? For example, your Serbia experience, that was your first experience going abroad, and it wasn't the best experience ever, but you got a lot from it. And if you knew all the things that were about to come, probably wouldn't have taken it. But is there something to not knowing too much information?
That is devil's advocate.
I mean, I pose this to both of you guys.
Do you want to go first?
I think, because just knowing from our experience, there can be quite a few barriers in terms of like mentally wanting to take a contract. So I think to a certain extent, I mean, not knowing maybe a few details that wouldn't be so changing in your day to day. Absolutely. It also depends on like, yeah, it's tough because I know a lot of players who have gotten started in things that if they look back at, it'd be tough for them to take it again, but it's gotten to them to a level. Whereas maybe they didn't get that first step. If they didn't take that first step, maybe they didn't get the second one. So it's a tough question because obviously you have to know your worth as a person and a player and your own values. But there is the balance of how bad do you want it? Are you ready to take something temporary, but obviously not so ideal in order to get to a level which will be ideal and have your whole checklist? I can't answer that like in a yes or no, to be honest with you. It is a very devil's advocate question there, Shawnee.
And yeah, Jasmine? It is. Okay. I
she didn't
agree,
want to answer.
Like,
she was like, go on to the next one.
I agree 100%. I think I look at it as, all right, I'll experience it, so maybe you don't have to. I think especially now, like, it's such a fun and exciting time to be a woman's professional footballer. Like obviously with the World Cup and just like the investment that's being made into our sport. But I love what you said about knowing your worth. Like if you can, like, you know, have your checklist, like, why not?
Yeah.
Obviously, like with this sport in general, like anything is going to be a grind. Like you're going to have to grind through whatever it is. Like it's not going to be perfect. But it just goes back to like, I love what you said, like knowing your worth and kind of knowing like what you're willing to put up with. Because if we all talk about it, like something might bug you and it might not bug me. But yeah. Just knowing like what you're willing to sacrifice and what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like, especially a lot of players when they're trying to get that first contract, a lot of the times it's such a focus to be a professional and to have that identity and everything that you kind of, it's easy to look past like a lot of details at first and then kind of, I don't know, rush into something that maybe not be the right opportunity, but it also is that balance of like, you have to take something in order to get something. You can't always just wait around for the perfect opportunity. So there is that balance. And I think just being open with yourself and then talking it through with people and asking questions can help you realize, is this going to be worth it? Is this opportunity actually going to help me get to the next opportunity? How long, when, how much is it going to really affect me mentally and physically, you know, like, and then making that informed decision and not just being focused with, am I going to be a professional or, you know, is there a few things that I'm not going to get and I'm going to just say no to this when it's actually going to be the best stepping stone for my career? That's the balance. And I think talking it through with yourself and other people is the only way really to combat it.
Yeah. Talking it through, I think, with yourself, your family and friends who know you best, and then other players, I think is huge, because it is so exciting. Like, it's so exciting to have that first contract, that first offer come through, you know, but when you're talking about it with other players, you might realize that it's maybe not the greatest option or the greatest opportunity in terms of league, in terms of money. But how do you know these things if you're not talking about it with like your coworkers, I guess.
Yeah. What's your answer, Sean? You pose it to yourself.
Yeah, no, I've been thinking. I've been listening. I think this is what I would say. So, yeah, I think it is different. it is different for everyone, because there's a few, like, there's got to be non-negotiables, right? So this is, it has to have this. So if I can find out if this contract will be included in this or whatever, the country's safe, it's not going to be extremely dangerous for me to be in this country. But then at the same time, I think,
what's your levels of dangerous, Sean? You put the bar very high.
Yeah.
What about pretty dangerous?
See, this is also my perspective, is because Mongolia was like, it was full-time professional. I made enough money in this country to be full-time. It was a first division in a league, so they're competing for like all of Asia, Champions League, Europa League. But at the same time, it was anything but professional in what I thought professional was. But I think having this experience and going to a country, and I went in with a very open mind, basically with no expectations, was a good learning experience. Then from Mongolia going elsewhere, it was always going to be up. So like I've said before, maybe I could have came to Germany a year early and it might have helped my career. Do I think so in the grand scheme of things in terms of football? No. But the experience I got from playing, it was only 5 months in Mongolia, it was like priceless. And if I had to do it again, I would do exactly the same thing, because would I go back to Mongolia now? No, I wouldn't. But
you wouldn't play there again?
I don't think so. But when players, I've done that already. But when players reach out and ask me about it, I say, especially in the beginning of your career, like, do it. Because not only, yes, it's professional football and it's a new environment and you have a lot more pressure on you because you're one of the few foreigners, so you have to play. So these things don't happen elsewhere. In college, it doesn't exist because everyone's like an equal playing field. But also, you're in a completely different culture. So can you handle going to a new place and still performing? I think that's part of it.
It's a test. And
the other stuff that is not great, or that you could say is a negative, I just see it as like something that makes you grow, which ultimately you just grow as a person. And for all of us, we're in a situation where worst case scenario, you just go home. So it's like the worst case for us is not that bad. It's like worst case, okay, I just go back to the US. So it's like taking the risk.
If they allow you, sure. Of course. If they allow you, I know some players.
That's a big one, of course. Of course.
Yeah, of like, course. But I think trying to get out and the club's like, no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. But
I agree. I agree with you as well. Like, when I was talking to it makes me think back when I was talking to some of my friends, like, who had played overseas. I think all of their answers are always like, oh, like, I don't know if I would go back, but I grew so much as a person living overseas and navigating that. Mm-hmm. Like, in terms of football, I think that's where it's kind of like, I don't know. But in terms of that growth as a person that you were talking about, they're like, yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world. And I would agree with that too.
Yeah, it's tough because knowing the places that I've played at and where I've, you know, played at recently, like, I would never go back and be like, take this opportunity again. But it's helped me, I guess, get to that stage where I wouldn't take that contract because my worth has now grown. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, what is it? A catch 22 in a way. I guess it's just situational in a way. Obviously, I don't want to be stuck in a country. But I also want to be able to further my career. So that's kind of my balance through it.
Yeah. Anyway.
That is a good one. I feel like it's just an open-ended answer in the way.
Exactly.
Footwork is sponsored by ourselves and great companies such as Kong Fitness. But we love to partner with new brands that make their own path, so get in touch if you must.
Footwork.club, the official footwork website, is now live, so make sure you go join the club and check out all the new content and all the new features. Find us on YouTube at Footwork Podcast. You better like and subscribe while you're there. If not,
I don't know what to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Footwork_podcast. Great time there. Twitter at Footwork Podcast. TikTok at Footwork Podcast, where we like to post dance videos. Those are great, but more importantly, amazing content for any dream chasers out there. Plug pass. Tell your friends, your enemies, your mother, your brother, your sister, your pastor. It doesn't matter who. Tell the mailman, your dog, anybody that can listen.
Like, subscribe, review, because all of that helps while you're there. We'll take whatever we can get to join the club.
Join the club. He messed me up. I mean, he can just mash it together, so it's fine.